Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Survivor Island Idols right here on the podcast. And I'm doing this live on Periscope just because there is a unfortunate sad announcement to make at the end of the podcast. I know you guys want this to be announced now, but you guys are going to wait until the end. Obviously, I want to make all my announcements at the end I want to make my announcements at the end of the podcast, obviously. Let's right into it. Actually, I just finished watching the episode. For those who are listening in live, I just finished it, and it was another good episode as well. And I was kind of shocked, in a way, to say the least. I was a bit in the shock department with the actual result of this week's episode. So, okay, and then talking about Lane, saying that she blocked, she obviously blocked Jason's vote, and then Jason was voted out of the game, obviously, he got voted out of this game. Okay, and then, of course, obviously, they are all sour grapes, and now we have the numbers, Laura, talking about the women haven't really gone, and, the women haven't, really gone far since the swap. Like, all the women have been pretty much solid. They have been very, very, very solid, together as well. Okay, and then, also, Lyra legitimately, sleeping on the dirt. Now, my thoughts was, I'm thinking, really? I thought you guys would actually put bamboo. I thought you guys would have put bamboo down. I thought you guys would have, how the shelters are built in previous seasons. Vokai actually has bamboo floor, which is a little bit off the ground, but probably about an inch, I would think. Maybe about an inch-ish. And then Lyra doesn't, though. All Lyra really has is the actual, Lyra actually only has, Lyra only has the roof of the whole entire shelter. I'm like, and where's the floor? You're legitimately living in the dirt with all the bugs, all the rats, and all these weird creatures of whatever, you're really gonna do that. But, I'm a little bit annoyed in the fact that, I'm kind of annoyed that they didn't properly build the shelter a bit, but, it is whatever they want to do, right? It is whatever they want to do, how they want to, live their time out on the game of Survivor. Now, obviously, we know Merge is coming, because we already knew this is going to happen. Merge is going to happen one way or another, and it's sooner than you think, and we'll be talking about that shortly on the podcast. But I wonder which camp they will actually be going to, or are they going to go to a different beach for this merge coming up? You never know what production really has endured as well. So, okay, Jamal took the flint from Kelly, and then, of course, letting Kelly let Jamal build fire. Obviously, they were having a lot of rain and all that, and then, of course, said that Kelly is good at it, and then Kelly let him take the flint, and obviously obviously he took over, and she's a little frustrated the fact that Jamal is telling her what to do, and then obviously talking about also that Jamal took an extra heaping in his shell of rice, which they've noticed that they were actually short one cup of rice that was in the pot. So obviously they were talking about getting him out. They want to actually would like to if they go to the tribal council, they want to vote him out. they want him out of this game, obviously, you know, talking about that. And then, of course, Janet gets chosen to go to the Island of Idols. And if we remember last week, someone did pick for someone else to go to the Island of Idols. Now, I noticed this did not happen this week. She did not pick someone else to go to the Island of Idols next. So, obviously, that does hint a lot of things. That does hint a lot of things, right? That there is a merge coming up next week. And I may as well say this, next week is a double episode of Survivor Island of the Idols. So that's going to be amazing. It's going to be one amazing podcast. That'll be not double the time, but you know, it's a little bit longer podcast, but I'm excited to recap that for you. But obviously that is a big major hint that we are actually, you know, there will be no island. Maybe there will be in the second half. That would be the question, is will there be Island of the Idols in the second half of next week's episode due to it being a 2-hour episode? We don't know. We will find out, I guess. Anyways, let's get right back into what we're talking about with the Island of the Idols. So obviously, she met up with Robin Sandra, and then of course, she told her tribe that her tribe does trust her. So obviously, you know, her tribe does trust her quite good, I guess, I would say. Very, very, very quite good. So obviously, Rob's saying that this lesson is about calculated risk. Now, that is a big thing in the game, especially with Survivor, you know, whether it's Survivor, whatever, it's Big Brother, you know, you have to take calculated risk, and hopefully it does pay off, right? So it is about knowing to take a calculated risk without even knowing it. And then, of course, they showed that Chris's risk at the end of his season, which I cannot remember from the top of my head what season he was, I don't know if it was last, I think it was last season, if I remember correctly. It could have been last season that it could have been, but actually, you know what, let me look it up here. Doing a live, you know, I'm doing a live chat. I always do this when I'm on the podcast, don't I? Okay, so I believe it was last season. That is what I'm guessing. It was Edge of Extinction, possibly. Yep, it was last, it was. I'm a loyal fan to Survivor. I know this game so well, inside out. Obviously, I do know it very well. So, yeah, Chris took a risk, and obviously he won the season. He won, that helped him win the Game of Survivor and the $1 million check as well. And then, of course, talking about taking a little game calculated risk. If she wins, she will be getting a safety without, you know, safety without advantage, where she will be safe for the tribal council for the and then she will return to camp. She will not take part in tribal council. She won't vote, and she will just be at camp when they get back, obviously. And then this could be also used until there is 7 people left in this game. So obviously she did what was probably a really smart move was talk things out in her head, which is really good. And Boston Rob obviously did show it, that she said that yeah, you pretty much talk things through your head before making a decision. Now we know everybody else said, you know what, I'm gonna do this little challenge, or this little game that Robin and Sandra have for them. But she thought things through, and I was thinking, you know what, that's something I would do. I would talk things out with myself. I would say, is this the right move? Is this going to affect my alliance? Is this going to, you know, put a big target on my back? It's like different things like that. So those are big aspects to it as well. So talking about if she fails, Rob was saying if she fails, then she will have to lose her vote at the next tribal council. And then honestly, that's when Janet started talking about, well, let's put a big target on her back. Also, you know, talking about, you know, her alliance. Would this be screwing her alliance over, you know, not get the person that they wanted out? And obviously, will she be the one that is voted out of this game? So that is some good points that she is making right there. And then she says she is going back to camp. So she decided, you know what? I'm not taking this risk. I'm going to play it safe and go back to camp. And no reward, nothing. Not a zip. And Sandra said, Janet, you know, obviously, she is playing, she is a very, not strategic, but she is very logical player. And she has a longevity that will get her far in this game. Also, she is born to win. So, you know, Sandra saying some amazing things about her as well. And then, of course, Janet, then everyone in the tribe said, show us. And then she kind of flashed her. I'm not going to say it because we're live, but you know what I mean, obviously. And then, of course, she told them the same story that Kelly told, that, you know, she got there and she had to pick, I guess, one of three urns. It's a 50-50 chance. And she chose not to go for it. And Kelly said that, you know, like, she did the same thing as she did, obviously. And then, of course, talking about it's a game to, you know, you gotta either save Tommy or her, I guess, meaning Kelly. And then, of course, Lauren said, you know, like, Dan has the target on his back. So, obviously, we know that Dan is a target. And they were talking about, Lauren was talking to Tommy to, you know, make Dan the target. You know, obviously, he is a sneaky player. He is a very, very sneaky player. And he needs to get out. There's a crack, and Dan is that crack. And Missy talking about Lauren. Take Lauren away from Tommy. Break up, you know, that connection. So the mini challenge, it is pretty much pouring rain up there and whatnot. And then, of course, they will have to throw coconuts into a basket. When it gets heavy enough, it will release it. It will trigger the puzzle pieces to get released. And then they will take the puzzle pieces, transfer them to the board. And then they will complete this big and heavy puzzle. First tribe to do that will win immunity, safe from tribal council. And losers will have to go to tribal council, will vote someone out of this game. And then, of course, Bokai pretty well took an early lead. Bokai got their puzzle pieces. Lokai then got their puzzle pieces, finally. And then, of course, Bokai obviously said, like, Jeff, we got it. And then, of course, someone was saying that there's something wrong. There, like, something is not right. There's a piece that was in there that obviously was not, you know, something was not, you know, right with that whatsoever. So, and then, of course, Lokai was so close, but obviously Vokai won immunity. And then by one, so pretty well by one piece, by 1 second, which is crazy. And then, of course, Kelly said that she has an idol that is good for the One Tribal Council. And then, of course, you know, it would suck for it to go to waste. So obviously, you know, she's talking about she could use, you know, the idol, actually. She can use the idol, and, you know, so it doesn't go to waste. And then, of course, Jamal talking about unanimous vote to get out Dean. And then Jamal saying that we all feeling that this is the last vote before the merge, which is true, because there is a merge coming up. There is pretty much a merge coming up. Nora is, I guess, insane, but they're going to keep her into the merge. And then, of course, vote is Dean. They have but he has a connection with Dean. And then Kelly's saying that she wants to work with him. And then, obviously, she had a moment of inspiration, talking about, you know, she can give the idol to Dean. And then, but can she trust him with the idol and to write down a name? So, obviously, get out Jack or Jamal. And then he has a connection with people, obviously. And then, also, cannot know that she has an idol. Obviously, she does not want to, you know, be known as a big threat, obviously. And then, of course, Then she told Dean that she actually does have an idol. I don't know if that's gonna paint a target on her back or what. So Tribal Council, Sandra actually came in. Sandra and Rob came in. I noticed Sandra has a bandage on her hand, so she must have done something to her hand during that time, but I don't know what happened. And then of course Rob saying that let the show begin, about thinking that this is the numbers, and then of course talking about the relationships, the bonds that I made, and then of course Nora talking about the partnerships that have been made. Also, Jamal and her are big personalities. Jamal saying that, like, saying that Dean is trying to get us out, and then of course Nora saying that Dean wants Jamal out. Obviously, Nora began, talking about if they're going to be there tomorrow, and then Jamal kind of feels like he won't be there tomorrow. Kelly, obviously, saying, no, she fears for the women's alliance, but not fear for the men's. They're talking about, like, the all women's alliance. They're talking about the men's alliance as well. So they did the vote. Krishma voted for Dean as he tried to take 3 shots at her. Dean played her, his idol for him. And then, of course, Jamal played his idol for Nora. Sandra said there's a lot of idols. Like, yeah, there is a lot of idols. There was a ton of idols there. So it was 5 votes for Dean that did not count. And then 1 vote for Jack. And then the 7th person voted out. And the first member of the jury, which I was freaking the hell out about this, is Jack. So I'm surprised. Usually jury begins when the merge happens. Like, as soon as the merge happens, jury begins as well. Normally, that's how it works. But kind of a early pre-merge jury, one member, because next week we are going to be seeing the merge as well. There will be, the merger is going to be happening next week. So that's exciting as well, that we are getting into the individual game as well. So at the very end of the episode, they actually showed Rudy Bosch's picture, because obviously we know, several days ago, Rudy Bosch passed away from Alzheimer's. He was 91 years old, and it's really sad because I know Rudy so well from Survivor Borneo, from Survivor All-Stars. So it is, he passed away from Alzheimer's a couple of days ago. So it's sad. It's a sad news to hear. So they did it in loving memory for him, which is really nice. And then, of course, all hell breaks loose next week. They want to get all the Lyro out, and then also write down Kelly's name down. So that will be interesting to find out as well. So now to my bad news. Is this is not easy for any myself or Larry to say, but this is indeed our last season for Everything Mulberry TV. We will be stopping this podcast towards the end of December. We will no longer be doing this podcast anymore. I am moving on to some other projects. I have Punk Rock Cheeseburger, I have Collaboration Podcast, and I have the Entertainment Man Podcast. So I will still be around in the podcasting community. I'll still be involved as a podcaster. I will just not be recapping reality TV anymore. I will be officially finished with reality TV. Talking about recapping reality TV shows in general. So I will still be around the reality TV community. I'll be still talking about it on Twitter. I will still be watching Survivor, Big Brother Canada, Amazing Race Canada, all those amazing shows. I'll still be watching them. I just will not be behind the microphone recapping them anymore, unfortunately. So it is sad to say, but you know, all great things must come to an end, and I know that these shows will not be around forever. So it is really sad to be announcing this, but I hope you guys follow me on my new adventure with the Entertainment Podcast, which you can probably search it on podcast.com under the Entertainment Man Podcast. You can already go and subscribe to that feed for now, and I will be starting that up in the new year on January 5th, so be sure to check it out for sure. So you'll have me until middle of December at the most. Larry will be here for for the finale. We may just do it live. We may just do a live podcast to do a final send-off for this podcast. You never know. You never know what's going to happen, but we'll see how things go. All right, so that's my news. I hope you guys still follow me. I hope you support me through my new endeavors. Won't be doing this anymore. Thank you guys for tuning in. Also, you can follow me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Keep forgetting about Facebook. Crispy on the Web. All Crispy on the Web, right across the platform. You can follow me on there. Also, I'm not going to say subscribe because, you know, this is the final season for this podcast. And, of course, the feeds will be going down. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.